and welcome to Inside Review. Today we're going to be talking about the latest gaming releases,
music releases, film reviews,
and sport.
Okay, we're going to start off with gaming with Matt and Joe. We're going to start on Xbox 360. Many of you may know that Project Natal, the motion camera coming out next year with the AI character called Milo. The next generation of gaming, the actions that you do in the room will be incorporated into the game. It'll be the same price as an average console and no controllers are required. PS3 are claiming that at the moment they've already got the technology to do this. On to Halo 3 ODST. It's a great game with a new firefight feature. A realistic campaign that's better than Halo 3, but the multiplayer lets the game down as it doesn't live up to expectations. The multiplayer is exactly the same as Halo 3, and ODST is exclusive to Xbox 360.
Okay, for all you Grand Theft Auto lovers out there, there's a new game add-on called The Ballad of Gay Tony. It's exclusive to Xbox Live and is similar to The Lost and the Damned. They are bringing out a disc with Lost and the Damned and The Ballad of Gay Tony on it, which you don't need the original Grand Theft Auto 4 to play, but if you download it over Xbox Live, then you will need the original. Forza 3 is coming out and is part of the award-winning series Forza Motorsport. It is arguably the same quality as real life. The cars are amazing and drive smoothly. This is sure to be the game of the year 2010. Also, the collector's edition has a keyring, two discs, a book, and a pen drive.
Okay, now on to Fable 3. This should be a great game after many of us played Fable 2. We've got high expectations for it, and it comes out in 2010. We're unsure of the release date. Okay, now on to PS3. I'm going to start by talking about Final Fantasy 13. It's due to be released next April 2010 and should be a great add-on to Final Fantasy games. It may come out for other consoles like DS and Wii, but we're not sure.
Also, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves is coming out for the PlayStation. It's the sequel to Uncharted Drake's Fortune, which was amazing. Uncharted 2 is meant to be the first game that uses PlayStation's full power. Gran Turismo 5 will also come out. It's a great racer. The release date is the 22nd of November, which is something that we'll all look forward to. It's exclusive to PlayStation 3. If you thought Prologue was good, then I'm sure this will be even better.
Okay, now we're going to move on to the Wii. I'm going to be talking about the Motion Plus, which is a new add-on to the Wii controller. It makes the Wii's 3D sensors more complex so that better games can be played with more complex movements. It prices at $19.99 and has only been released within the last few months.
Wii Sports Resort is already out, but we just thought we'd tell you about it anyway. It's a brilliant and fun game, and it has 12 sports. These include the same ones as in the original Wii Sports. There's 8 more, such as rowing.
Okay, now onto one of the channels that you can download off the Wii Shop channel. It's called the Internet Channel, and it was 500 Wii points, but has now gone free when they released the new Internet Channel. It has an upgraded Flash player, faster browsing, and more sites are now available to use, as before many sites didn't load properly.
Now let's talk about the PSP. As some of you may know, they're releasing second PSP called the PSP Go. It was released on the 1st of October. It's supposed to be the 7th generation of gaming. It's got Bluetooth, it has an LCD screen, and is only available in a 16 or a 32 gig hard drive. It's a lot smaller than the original PSP, because it's about the size of a hand. It has a microSD, a smaller screen, but the same amount of pixels, so it's a lot better quality. Also, Little Big Planet and Gran Turismo are also coming out on the PSP.
Okay, I'm going to talk about FIFA 10 now. It recently came out and is priced at £35 to £40. It's the best FIFA game yet, with new gameplay features, brilliant graphics, new modes and players. If connected to Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, you can play the real-life fixtures of your chosen team. Modern Warfare 2 is a game that's coming out later on this year. In fact, it will be out on the 10th of November. Should be the best game of the year and has new online capabilities such as emblems for things you've achieved. It has a thermal scope, which makes your scope go red, which didn't really happen on any of the old games. The standard edition will be priced at $45.99. The collector's edition will be priced at £60 and includes exclusive pictures on the case as well as other collectibles.
I'm afraid this is the end of the gaming section, so
we're going to hand over to Shiv and Cordip now. We're going to talk to you about some films.
Hi film fans out there, and this is the film section. I'm going to start with Sherlock Holmes, which is coming out on the 26th of December 09, and it's going to be a 12A. It sounds pretty good because it's just like the Sherlock Holmes books, as some of you may have read. The Hobbit will be coming out soon as well, but we haven't got the date release on our database, so it's a TBA for now. The Invention of Lying came out on the 2nd of October, which was only a few days ago, and that's a 12A. It's meant to be really good and it's got a 4-star. There is another film coming out called Up 3D, and that's a Walt Disney Pixar, and it's meant to be the best yet, and that's coming out on the 9th of October. There's another one called Cirque de Freak, The Vampire's Assistant, which looks pretty good on the adverts, and that's coming out on the 23rd of October. Alvin and the Chipmunks 2 looks really funny, and I hope they'll be able to top the first one, which is coming out on the 11th of December 09, and it's going to be a PG. Fame has just come out too, and that came out on the 25th of September, which is a PG, and they've made a remake of the one that's been in the 80s, which is should be good as well. There's a scary film coming out called Zombieland, which is a 15, and it should be pretty good because it's meant to be really scary. That's coming out on the 9th of October. There's a one called Couples Retreat, which is coming out on the 14th of October, which should be great as well. Michael Jackson, This Is It, would be a very good film because he died a few months ago, as you may all know, and they're going to be showing never-be-seen footage of his rehearsals for the O2. But that's coming out on the 28th of October. Twilight New Moon, which everyone's been talking about, is going to try and top the sequel of Twilight. That's coming out on the 20th of November. And another scary film called Halloween 2 is coming out on the 9th of October, and that's going to be an 18. And lastly, Julie and Julia has just come out on Friday, which was the 2nd of October. I'm going to interview now Joe and Matt on Alvin and the Chipmunks 2. What do you think about the film?
Well, even though it's not out yet, I did enjoy the first one. It was very funny, and I think it looks like this one's going to be even better, so I might go and see that one at the cinemas.
Well, you might, but I won't, Joe, because I didn't like the first one at all. I thought it was too childish for my liking.
Went to see it with my mum and my sister, so I kind of had to just watch it.
Thank you for that, Joe. Well, even though the second one does look better, I don't think I'll go and watch it because I didn't like the first one.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand it over to you guys on the music.
Thank you, Shiva. Now we're moving on to the music section of our podcast, UK Top 20, with me and Joe. Over to you, Joe.
At number 20, we've got Sugar Babes with Get Sexy.
And at number 19, we've got Example with Watch the Sun Come Up.
At 18, we've got Jordan Sparks with SOS.
And at 17, we've got the Veronicas, Forever.
At 16, we've got Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire.
And at 15, we've got Paloma Faith with New York.
At 14, we've got Madonna with Celebration.
And at 13, we've got Dizzy Rascal with Holiday.
At 12, we've got Deadmau5 featuring Rob Swire with Ghosts and Stuff.
And at number 11, we've got Mini Viva with Left My Heart in Tokyo.
At 10, we've got Dizzy Rascal with Dirty Cash.
And at 9, we've got Pitbull with Hotel Room Service.
At 8, we've got Pixie Lott with Boys and Girls.
And at number 7, we've got Temper Trap with Sweet Disposition.
At 6, we've got Jay-Z featuring Rihanna and Kanye West with Run This Town.
And at number 5, we've got Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling.
At 4, we've got Shakira with She-Wolf.
And at number 3, we've got David Guetta featuring Akon with Sexy Chick.
At 2, we've got Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys with Empire State of Mind.
And your UK number 1 is Tayo Cruz, Break Your Heart.
Now, just a bit more music information for you. If there's any Feeling fans out there, they've got a new album coming out near Christmas called Yes Please.
Yes Please.
We'll now hand over to Shivam and Cordip for the sports section.
Thanks for that, guys. We're now going to move on to sport with Formula One. Over to you, Cordip.
At 10th, it's Timo Glock. His nationality is German, and he is driving for Team Toyota with 24 points.
At number 9, it's Fernando Alonso, who's Spanish. He drives a Renault. He's on 26 points.
At 8 is Jamo Trulli, which is Italian, and he's driving for Team Toyota with 30.5 points.
Number 7, it's Nico Rosberg, whose nationality is German, Team Williams Toyota, and he's got 34.5 points.
And now it is Lewis Hamilton, which is British, and he's driving the McLaren Mercedes with 43 points.
At number 5, it's Kimi Raikkonen, who's Finnish. He drives Ferrari, and he's got 45 points.
And now it's Mark Webber, which is Australian, and he's driving the RBR Renault with 51.5 points.
At number 3 is Sebastian Vettel, who's German, and he drives a RBR Renault, and he's got 69 points.
And Rubens Barrichello, which is a Brazilian, which is Team Braun Mercedes, which is 71 points.
And your number 1 today is Jenson Button, whose nationality is British, and he's got Team for Braun Mercedes, and he's got 85 points. We're now moving on to football on the England match v Ukraine on the dilemma we have. Well, the England match is going to be internet only, and England's World Cup qualifier in Ukraine on Saturday will be shown exclusively live to subscribers on the internet who will pay at least $4.99.
But there will be live commentary on BBC Radio 5 Live, live text on the BBC website, video available at ukrainevengland.com, and if you also go on that website, you can pay £5 and watch the match.
All previously broadcast England matches have been available on the TV, but not this one.
Kantara, an international agency appointed by the Ukraine Football Federation, originally sold the rights for the game to Setanta. But after the pay TV firm collapsed, digital sports specialist performers appointed to stream the match online.
The match will be shown on the website www.ukrainevengland.com. The viewers will be able to subscribe to it using PayPal, the electronic payment service. England have already qualified for the World Cup in 2010, winning all the 8 of their group matches.
It is understood none of the traditional broadcasters were willing to pay the asking price for to the screen the game, which kicks off at 17:15.
But the news was angered by supporters who wanted to watch the action on television. We are now going to interview Joe and Matt on their views on this.
I think it's absolutely appalling how they're going to charge us to watch the England match when our parents already pay for a TV licence, which entitles us to watch things like football matches. I hope they make the game free, and I'll be very happy if they do. And it's basically been caused just because Tanza Sports have gone bust.
I completely agree with you there, Joe. I think it's absolutely outrageous that they're making us pay to watch something that's usually free.
Now, moving on to the Barclays Premier League. In the relegation zone, 20th is Portsmouth with 3 points. At 19th is West Ham, which has 5 points. At 18th is Hull, 7 points. Out of the relegation zone is 17th Wolverhampton, which is 7 points. Blackburn, which is 16th, 7 points. 15th Fulham with 7 points. 14th Birmingham with 7 points. 13th Bolton with 8 points. 12th Wigan with 9 points. 11th Stoke with 9 points. 10th Everton with 10 points.
And 9th it's Burnley with 12 points. 8th Sunderland with 13 points. 7th Aston Villa with 13 points too. 6th Liverpool with 15 points. 5th Arsenal with 15 points. Man City with 16 points. Tottenham with 16 points as well. Man United with 19 points. And at the top of the table, it's Chelsea with 21 points. We're going to interview Matt and Joe on their views of the table.
Well, at the moment, I think it's early days. So I think as the season progresses, Man U will overtake Chelsea and win the league.
Over to you.
I think Arsenal are going to win the league this year. They've got a game in hand on three of the top four, Chelsea, Man United and Tottenham, and that'll give them a chance to catch up with Man United and even overtake Tottenham if they win it. They'll be 3 points behind Chelsea, which will put them in good stead after eight games and leave them third in the table.
Well, we've got some great fixtures coming up in these next few weeks. You can check them out on the BBC website. I'm going to hand over to Calder.
Two brilliant games at the weekend, which are Arsenal and Birmingham, which is going to be at Emirates Stadium, and we have Manchester United and Bolton, which is at Old Trafford.
I'm going to hand it over to Joe, and I'm going to see his views on the Arsenal and Birmingham game. What do you think?
Well, Arsenal are a class team. I think they're going to warp the game against Birmingham. I think it's probably going to be 3-1 or 3-0 to Arsenal, which will put us in good stead in third or fourth in the table. Matt, what do you think about the Man U and Bolton game? What do you think it will be like?
Even though Bolton are fairly good, I still think it will be easy for Man U. I think it will be a 2-1 win. They'll be scored by Wayne Rooney and Berbatov.
Thank you for listening to Inside Review.
Sadly, that's it for our podcast.
That's the end of this week's edition of Inside Review.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Toodaloo. Bye, group number one.